Hello, everybody. This is Rick Wilkinson. It's Sunday, September 8th, 2013, and it's about, 1:30 in the afternoon, I think. I'm sitting over at a friend's house. He invited me over for some lunch, and my friend's name is John, spelled J-O-N, and he's sitting across the table from me here. Hey, John. And the dish he made here, John is from, I should have said, is from Romania originally. And he made a Romanian-style bean soup, bean and ham hocks. And, well, how would you say that in Romanian, John? I mean, bean and ham hocks or whatever.
Oh, okay. Fasole cu picioare.
Fasole cu picioare. Okay, so it's very tasty. It has pinto beans. It also has potatoes, along with the ham hocks, which includes something I don't normally eat, which is the skin of the pig or whatever. And then another ingredient in here is polenta?
Polenta, Italian name, yeah. Cornmeal mash, polenta.
Yeah.
Italian call it polenta, and it's known in America as polenta. I have seen it for sale sometimes.
Right. I've heard that before, but I've never eaten it. I've eaten cornmeal in the form of grits, which is sort of like a corn cereal. But he's also mixed some sunflower seeds and some, you told me the other one, flax.
Yeah, flax.
Flax seeds.
Flax seed in it.
Yeah.
In that polenta.
And so there's chunks of this polenta, which kind of has the consistency of a like scrambled egg or something like that. So it's very tasty, and it's a traditional Romanian dish. So it's fun always to taste something that's from a foreign origin, different styles of food and ways of cooking. John and I have known each other for, what, about 3 years, John, was it?
We met? I think it's more, Rick.
More than that, huh?
I think it's more. I sort of tend to agree with you 3 years, but in the last 20 years, every time I go back, I say 3 years is more like five. So it could be more than that.
Yeah. We met at a fitness center, and we're both sitting in the sauna together, and I heard John's accent, and I'm thinking, This fellow is from Eastern Europe. I bet you he's going to be able to tell me how you pronounce the capital of Moldova. I do remember that, John. Because I was learning the capitals, and it's like Chișinău or Chișinău or
Chișinău.
Chișinău.
Chișinău. But do you know what that means?
I have no idea.
Pisa is peace in Romanian. Moldavian do not say Pisa, they say Kisha.
Oh,
so
okay.
Chișinău means a place for your peace.
Oh, I see. A place of peace.
Yeah. No. Pissing. Urinating.
Oh, piss!
Peace,
I
yes.
You meant peace.
Yeah, a place to for pissing, you know.
Oh no.
I you know, it's unbelievable, but that's the name of it.
That's the name of the capital.
Yeah, so
okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was wondering, even as a kid, how the hell did they come up with that name, I mean, you'd think that they would have changed it, after a while, but then it became the capital and still got the same name.
So is Moldavian different than Romanian, or is it similar?
No, the Moldavia is basically divided. Part of it was taken by, called Basarabia, was taken by the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, here is what happened. In about 1876, Russians started a war against the Turks, Ottoman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And Romania was still sort of under the Ottoman tutelage. Somehow, I mean, didn't pay anything anymore or anything like that. But it was not a free country, Romania, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it participated with the Russians into that war Turks were defeated. So then that was considered Romanian independence, complete independence. But somehow in those days, I guess it was always, you know, the Russian felt that they have to be paid for that. Because, you know, Romania got independence, so they were actually given or taken Bessarabia, half of that Moldova.
Oh, okay.
So half of Moldova is still, they speak exactly the same, you know, mm-hmm. the Moldavians, I mean the dialect is the same. They are the same people. But that half. Then in 1921, when after the First World War, Romania, very unknown thing what happened was that, you know, the distribution of Europe after the Second World War was different. Everything, Austro-Hungarian Empire fell apart and all that.
Right.
So now Romania sort of had its own independence and all that, but the way they divided the other country, I mean the major, you know, England and France and America, the way they divided Eastern Europe was very funny. I mean, they divided according to whatever they thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Romanians didn't like that. Actually, the Romanians didn't like that. And then, see what happens, Romania was the only country left on the Eastern Front against the Germans.
Okay.
By itself. Romania was by itself.